Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Women in our culture are too often celebrated for what they look like instead of who they are. The internet is inundated with ads for diet pills and plans, cosmetics, calisthenics, collagen, and cosmetic surgery, all aimed at showing women that they can truly be beautiful if only they would work at it harder. Magazines and grocery stores feature an endless parade of the latest models and celebrity sensations. Hollywood encourages superficiality and celebrates the lives of the young and the beautiful. And such superficiality keeps all of us from recognizing what true beauty really is. In our lesson today, we meet two women, and Luke never bothers to tell us what they look like. He doesn't mention their high cheekbones or their hourglass figures. He pays no attention to their sense of fashion, but nevertheless, he shows them for what they are, truly beautiful women. The first of these women was probably quite young, perhaps a teenager. Her name was Mary. As was the custom of the age, she was engaged to a somewhat older man, a carpenter who was named Joseph. And as you know, she found herself to be with child, not because she put the cart before the horse. No, it was because the angel proclaimed that her child would be conceived by the Holy Spirit. Mary, a virgin, had been chosen to be the mother of our Lord. And she received this news with beautiful humility, saying, "Behold, I am the servant of the Lord." The angel proceeded to tell Mary that her cousin Elizabeth would be a good mentor as she prepared for the difficult task of motherhood. So, bursting with youthful energy, Mary hurried up into the hill country to visit with Elizabeth and to tell her the good news. Elizabeth was married to Zechariah, a distinguished priest in the temple. Unlike Mary, she was advanced in age, but she was no less beautiful. Luke tells us that she was a righteous woman, blameless in all her ways, and as such she exhibited a true beauty of character, the kind of beauty that's more precious than jewels. Now, as soon as Mary entered Elizabeth's house, she excitedly told Elizabeth all that had happened about the angel, about the conception by the Holy Spirit, and about the child whom she would call Jesus, which means the Lord saves. Yes, she had good news in every sense of the word. And at this greeting, how does Elizabeth react? Was she perhaps a little jealous that Mary's news was greater than her own? Was she chagrined or put off by the fact that this young girl, and not she, would give birth to the Savior? After all, Elizabeth was married to a respected priest who served in the temple, and Mary, on the other hand, was only a simple girl, set to marry a simple carpenter. But no, there was no jealousy in this beautiful woman. In fact, she was honored. She said, "Why is this granted to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me?" At Mary's good news, Elizabeth's heart was gladdened, and she exclaimed, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb." And then, wonder of wonders, Elizabeth's child gets into the act. Elizabeth added, "For behold, when the sound of your greeting came to my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy." In holy mirth, John the Baptist was already pointing to the Lamb of God who would take away the sin of the world. Yes, here is a picture of infant faith and a vivid reminder of why we baptize infants. The child of Elizabeth was already looking forward to what the child of Mary would accomplish. The infant John was rejoicing that our Lord had become a little baby just like him. Yes, in today's lesson, we see that human life in all its stages has been sanctified and touched by the beauty of our beautiful Savior. Yes, there's beauty in the unborn child. There's beauty in the godly mother. There's beauty in the one who grows older in wisdom in the Lord. All human life is made beautiful by the Lord, through whom the world was created, by whose death the world is redeemed, and by whose incarnation the world is sanctified. Compare this beautiful biblical scene with the ugliness of sin. The ugliness of sin is constantly looking admiringly in the mirror without a thought for others. The world says, a woman should not have to carry a child she does not want, especially if the child gets in the way of her own plans. In the ugliness of sin, life is all about me. Me, myself, and I. We judge others by how useful they are to us, and woe to anyone who gets in our way, whether that be an inconvenient child, a person suffering with a handicap, an elderly person who requires too much care, attention, and love. That's the way it goes with the ugliness of sin. But how much better it is for us to ponder Luke's beautiful scene. Here we see a wonderful affirmation of life. Here we see beautiful faith as it's given by God. Consider Mary. At hearing that she would be the mother of the Lord, Mary did not engage in boasting. She had no idea of self-fulfillment. Instead, she finds herself graced by what the Lord has done. She finds her fulfillment in what the Lord has promised. And yes, Mary's beauty is in her humility and in her trust. In response to the angel's words, she said simply, "Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." This was not blind obedience. Mary trusted the Lord because she knew that he's trustworthy. Throughout the ages, our Lord had kept his promises. He had a long history of raising the lowly and showing kindness to the poor. Mary knew that through her child, God would do great things. In her son, she could see the salvation of Israel and her own exaltation as well. And that's really the point of all this. Mary had the right point of view. Society teaches young women to look in the mirror and judge themselves by appearance. But what's the result? Either vanity or despair. Because finally, there's nothing there. But Mary and Elizabeth were women of substance. They were happy for each other, and more important, they put their focus on Jesus Christ. Elizabeth, the mother of John the Baptist, was most excited by the fact that Mary would give birth to the Savior. And because of that, Elizabeth could rejoice with Mary. And Mary looked at what God had done for her and saw the one who would come forth and save her. Yes, the attention of Mary and Elizabeth was on the Lord. Because they were focusing on Christ, they are beautiful women. They looked at the face of the Lord, and they reflected his beauty. I have no doubt that Mary was beautiful and that her baby was a beautiful child. But more important, he became a beautiful Savior, willingly bearing the scars and the nail marks. That's true beauty. And he endures the ugliness of the cross, and we can see his beautiful heart. This is true beauty. This is the beauty of the incarnation. Amen. Now may the peace of God that passes all understanding keep our hearts and minds together in Christ Jesus. Amen.